This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we kick off a Saturday episode here on Free Talk Live. And that means we're live, because we're live 7 nights a week. That's what we do. Except for starting Monday for 2 weeks. We will not be live for 2 weeks, which is unusual, right?
Why not, Ian?
Yeah, so the reason is because ForkFest is starting, and that means we will be broadcasting from a campground, and there's a few reasons why we don't do it live from the campground. One, the internet connection really sucks there.
It's so really bad, it's just not going
to
work.
Two, we used to do it from a room that was sort of upstairs in this office that they have, or like right above an arcade or whatever. Anyway, it's Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. They have this place called the TV Room. And for years, we did do a broadcast show from there because they had a phone line, that, like a fax line that we could run a modem over.
Okay.
But it was just after a few years of Free Talk Live kind of doing that, I don't know, people just found other things that were interesting, and so there weren't that many people that were coming up there.
Right.
So it really ended up being difficult as well, because then you
need to mix with the people.
Then you also have to have your guests, if you're going to have guests, come in late at night after they're already partying or whatever. So it's like, Captain Kickass, let's say you weren't on the show and you were a heavy metal rock musician and we wanted to interview you for the show. If we see you during the daytime, we're like, oh, Captain, can you come back at 8 p.m. tonight?
Right.
You know, after you've already had six beers or whatever, right? Half the people would forget that they had agreed to come on the air, and then the next day be like, well, we missed you. Oh, shoot, I forgot. I was at the VIP tent or whatever, right? I was at a campfire. So it's just a lot better of a show when we can pre-record it, and then, hey, Captain Kickass, come on over. We're just going to sit down and record the interview
now. Having not been to one of these, it'll be my first one.
Yeah.
Do you guys set up, like, kind of out in the campground?
Yeah, now we're out in the
campground. Like a traditional, like, radio station would have their little table, and you got, like, the skirt with the LRN.FM or Free Talk Live or whatever.
We don't use the skirt, but we do have a skirt. It's just
you got a banner or something?
Yeah, we got banners.
Okay, all right.
So we produce a unique show for the day.
Right.
And in a format that we call live to tape. Not like we are the only ones who call it live to tape, but that is called live to tape, which is, you know, it's not like we're going through and pulling out the breaths or the...
Now, the only thing I'll edit out is if somebody says the F word or something, then
that's
go back
go.
And I have to cut that, but that's it. Otherwise, it's just whatever we do, we put on the air.
Killer.
And so that's going to start on Monday. Hopefully, you're going to come up and join us, you the listener, because it's going to be a good time. It sounds like there's a fair amount of people that are going to be attending the events. Now, it'll be interesting to see how it goes from 1 week to the next, because originally ForkFest was supposed to be June 29th until July 5th, and then there was a change with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was going to happen before ForkFest, where they scaled back a bit and they made it so anybody could be on the campground without having a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket.
Does nobody have a girlfriend now?
You're talking about our co-host, nobody. I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
See, this is why I don't like using that his name.
I really don't care why you don't like him.
Nobody.
Call him whatever you want.
Yeah.
So he's going to
get in a relationship with a girl named anybody, and we'll be really
confused. I was going to say, I wonder, like, what a great name for nobody's girlfriend would be.
Yeah, anybody. They have a kid named somebody.
ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about the event. Anyway, some people are starting it on Monday, and others will be waiting until the following Monday.
I have it on good information that there might be some sort of rocking of the campground.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know when that's going to happen. I know there's going
to be... On July 4th.
Oh, really? Have you added it to the ForkFest calendar?
I have done no such thing. This is all hearsay.
I see. Okay.
This is all second or third-hand knowledge.
Got it.
I'm just regurgitating things.
Someone could add that to a calendar, because there is a calendar now run by a ForkFester.
What is the calendar?
You'll have to go and check it out.
WorkFest.party.
There's a link to it there, and there's a link to instructions on how to get your stuff on that. Because it's a decentralized festival, so there's no one who's in charge of this event. There's no bureaucracy or organizers or anything like that.
We're going to decentralize your souls with our rock.
Any kind of calendar thing has to be done on its own volition by people who care. So that's what that's the way it goes. ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there. That'll be starting in a couple days. Although Steven Zeiler from AnyPay is already there. He showed up today, posted a video to the ForkFest chat room on Telegram. He said he couldn't wait.
He beat everybody there.
It was calling to him, so he's there, and I think he's going to start setting up that crazy dome.
Already,
which is quite a task. So maybe that'll be done by the time we get there on Monday. Maybe it won't. So in the news, if you want to join us, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. The Minnesota legislature has attempted to pass police reform, and they have failed. So
of course they have.
They turned it into a political football. And
well, even if they successfully passed whatever reforms they were, it wouldn't work anyway, and they'd just be talking about reform again another 10 years.
Yeah, or sooner, but they're not going to do anything to actually change the system in any significant way. But we'll see over time.
I don't know whether I believe that. I mean, if these – it appears as though the protests continue, and they've gotten more civilized – over time, right? There's fewer...
So if they're more civilized, then how would that encourage them to do anything differently?
If enough people are marching in enough places, I think it's going to, just at some point or another, something has to happen.
Well, I guess when we get the chance, we'll go over what the proposals were that were on the table, and you'll be able to tell me, Mark, whether you think they would actually be meaningful or not. The proposals, by the way, that didn't pass, any of them, but should they have passed, you could indicate whether or not you think they
would
have
done. Was this one of those things where they would have had to pass them all or nothing, or could they have, a la carte the thing?
We can get into it, but also I wanted to start with more of this mask war that is going on in the country. Some people said they thought this was going to be some kind of a civil war between different races, and I don't believe there's racism
the
enough.
The mask war?
Everything's
racist now.
No. What I mean is there's certain people who've been saying there's going to be a civil war. There's this civil war mentality that's been out there for a while, and some people have said it's going to be a race war, and I don't believe that. I don't think that there's that much racism out there generally, but obviously there is some of it. I don't think there's enough to go to war over, but maybe we're going to see people fighting over the masks. Certainly, I'm not saying with guns necessarily, but they are certainly fighting in the marketplace by using boycotts against companies. In this case, AMC Theaters. You know that company that was on the brink of bankruptcy or is on the brink of bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Simply because, they're essentially out of business due to government restrictions prohibiting them from even operating their business in any way, shape, or form. Some states are going to start allowing movie theaters to reopen. So I believe we're seeing it here in New Hampshire. I know the local theater here in Keene's going to reopen on July 1st. I've heard that some of the Vermont theaters are reopening shortly as well. So you're starting to see that process. There's likely going to be some stupid restrictions in place about how you can't sit any guests within 6 feet of any other guests. So that's basically going to be a fraction of what the original amount a movie theater could hold would be able to stay there.
I have to apologize to Mark. Mark, we said that when the bars reopened that we'd go have a beer, but I went and had a beer before without you.
Have they opened? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Sorry, Mark. I couldn't wait.
Maybe
I have a beer. I'm down. Yeah.
The Thirsty Owl is open and taking crypto.
You mentioned Civil War. I was back and forth about it, but I once tried to name a band Oscillator, and our album title was going to be Swivel War.
That's cute. So AMC reversed course, according to a story at CNBC.com. Now they are going to supposedly require guests.
Yeah, because they said they weren't going to.
Yeah, this
is right.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen in business, do what every business is doing right now, which is say that you have to wear a mask if you come in the store, and then don't enforce it. Because that's what's going on.
That's what's going on, yeah.
I mean, every place I go here in New Hampshire and when I was in Florida, so two states in, whatever the time frame is. I can't be everywhere at once, but I can be in a couple of places at different times. And it was just, some people wore masks, some people didn't. And there was signage on the door that said, wear a mask, and that's it. Because now you've got the goody-goodies, mm-hmm. like, oh my goodness, you said they didn't have to wear a mask! I mean, In reality, these same goody-goodies are walking into stores. This has become a political football, and all the Democrats hate it when the Republicans say you don't have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans hate it when the Democrats say you have to. So just do what everybody does here and say, wear a mask. And don't use the term mandatory, just say, wear a mask, and leave it at that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is a way to fly under the radar, at least for some amount of time, but then people can still complain because they will go into your store and see people without masks.
They were complaining beforehand.
About that. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that's unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. AMC Theaters was in the news this week. I was going to share the story, I think yesterday or the day before that, about how they were not going to have a mask policy at AMC.
Right.
And within a couple of days, they had reversed their course on that position.
Seemed like overnight to me.
Close to it, yeah. According to CNBC.com, AMC reversed course on their controversial policy Friday, saying that it will now require all patrons in their movie theaters to wear face masks in an effort to quell the spread of the coronavirus. Initially, AMC had decided masks would be optional, saying the decision not to require masks was made in an effort to avoid politics. But unfortunately, that didn't help them.
That's exactly what happened. It got political.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Adam Aaron, CEO of AMC, said, quote, "We didn't want to be drawn into political controversy. We thought it might be counterproductive if we forced mask wearing on those people who believe strongly that it is not necessary. We think the vast majority of AMC guests will be wearing masks. When I go into an AMC feature, I will certainly be wearing a mask and leading by example."
So I can't decide if this is indecisiveness on the part of AMC and their, you know, marketing people, their public, you know, people who deal with the public, whatever that's called, or it's brilliant marketing, right? Because
now we're talking about it.
Yeah, if you're a company and you're like, okay, we're not going to require the mask because we don't want it to be political. It's a lot like that friend of yours that comes up to you and says, I don't want to be political, but, and then the next thing he says after that is entirely political, right? And that's what AMC has done here, is they've, you know, sort of done you a dossier. What do you call it? What's the boxing reference? The
rope-a-dope.
Yeah, thank you. AMC's done a rope-a-dope on their news thing.
So I would think that somebody who would be worried about masks, particularly worried about everybody wearing masks, would be unlikely to go and sit in a movie theater for 2.5 hours in one big room where a bunch of people are. Now, what I'd be more interested in is what's the air exchange in that room over that period of time rather than, you know, who's got a mask on and who doesn't. But
yeah, if you're worried about that kind of crap, you're probably not going to a movie theater.
Yep.
You're probably not going out. And that's one of the points that, that I wanted to make about this. I watch a kind of like a movie review commentary show on YouTube. I really enjoy it. It's called Double Toasted. It's a couple black guys down in Austin, and they got a few co-hosts that they bring in as well. And they're just hilarious in the way that they, you know, look at the movies and such. But every now and then they'll kind of make comments about other things, right? And so these are movie guys. Like, these guys love to watch movies, right? That's what they're into.
Yeah.
But even they are not willing to go to a movie theater, because that's one of the questions they asked each other on a recent episode.
Really?
Is this new movie, Tenet, which I guess Christopher Nolan is going to come out with a new movie, this supposedly at some point, and supposed to bring people back into the theaters. And even these guys, who seem to be huge fans of this director and very excited about this particular movie, not even they are willing to go into a movie theater and risk whatever it is. And we're talking about, like, 30s, people in their 30s, maybe early 40s or something like that, not older folks.
Where was all this fear of disease prior to COVID?
Well,
I don't know.
This is just another split between city and country. So Al Gore said that it's two Americas. And more over time, what I'm finding is that what matters is your zip code, where you are as to what you think, how you socially signal, what your fears are, what your hopes are, and all these things seem to be based on your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these zip codes cluster, and they have overlapping, you know, particularities to them. But basically, it's city and country, and those are what the differences are.
Well, is it city and country, or is it left versus right? Because when you start to look at the poll results...
But you repeat yourself.
That's my point, right? There's a lot of people in the city who are on the left. So, you know, and what's that going to do for AMC theaters? I suspect most of their locations are in cities. I mean, that's not to say they're not in smaller cities as well, but there's a lot of AMC theaters in big cities.
Yeah, they're not putting them out in cornfields.
Yeah. So they're obviously pandering to this social media upheaval that happened. They've clearly heard a lot from the people who support the masks. And when you start looking at the numbers, there's a lot of people who support these masks. We are absolutely in the minority. There's a recent Fox News poll where they surveyed here, not sure how many respondents that they had, but they got some interesting numbers back on this poll about how many people are in favor of the masks. And according to the story, it looks like about 80% of the United States.
To be clear, it's you guys that dislike masks. I am pro-mask. In pro-mask in the sense that I like the idea in America that you can wear a mask into a bank.
I'm not necessarily against masks, right? Like, if you have a medical condition, you know, if you are afraid, you know, if you're going to use it to protect yourself or whatever, that's fine. You're more than free to do that.
Masks don't do that.
What I'm against is these attempts to force it on anybody else.
So, first off, it's your business. And if you want to make it so that people can't come in your grocery store unless they wear a mask, that's a completely libertarian thing to do. So, fine. Now, if you don't want to go into a grocery store based on the fact that they have a mandatory mask policy, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that the best thing to do is for these businesses is to do what they're doing, which is says mask required, and then they don't require masks.
Not all businesses are doing that. There's a bank here in town that is absolutely requiring masks on people coming in. They will offer you one, and if you decline, they will decline to serve you.
Right, and they have one. What I'm saying is that if you read the note posted to the door on the grocery store or the Walmart or whatever, it's going to say wear a mask.
It usually says please or we request. There's usually some sort of wording like that. It's very rare that you'll actually see one where it says that it's mandatory.
So we request will be small. That you wear a mask will be large.
Yeah.
Or that you, and then wear a mask will be large.
The one at the local Rite Aid does say required in it.
And they still don't require it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I went in and got something and didn't wear a mask.
Right. So they don't want to start a fight with customers.
Yeah. I don't like the feeling I get when I forget my mask. I do it all the time. That's, you know, makes me sad. I haven't, signaled, and I don't want to get into a kerfuffle with somebody over their mask policy. I haven't yet.
I don't like the feeling of looking around wherever I go and seeing most of everybody wearing a mask. It's very disturbing to me. It's very dystopian.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, I visited Japan a year ago, and it's not uncommon to see people wearing masks in a lot of Asian countries. But it's also not the majority. It's also not even a large minority either. It's there. It's present. It's common, but it's not frequent. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr says President Trump has fired Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, whose office is investigating the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He also oversaw the indictment of Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, and prosecuted Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Berman had publicly refused to step down. President Trump is distancing himself from the decision to fire him.
That's his department, not my department.
The president spoke just minutes after Barr released a statement saying the president ordered him fired immediately, but the president didn't confirm it.
That's really up to him. I'm not involved.
Barr says Berman has chosen public spectacle over public service. Berman has indicated he plans to fight to keep his job, and he may head to Capitol Hill next week to testify before Congress about it. This is USA Radio News. A Latino man was shot and killed by a Los Angeles County deputy. Eyewitness 7 TV reporter Leanne Suter has the story.
Friends, family, and community members, you can see behind me here, are gathering for a vigil here near the scene where the 18-year-old was killed. They are demanding justice in a shooting that they say was completely unjustified.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him, and it hurts me so much. I don't understand why they did this to him.
A heartbroken family demanding answers and an independent investigation. Deputies say they were patrolling Redondo Beach Boulevard when Guardado allegedly pulled out a handgun. His family says he was working in the area as a security guard.
We had somebody keeping an eye on the front because we've been having people tagging up recently and stuff like that, and the police apparently came up and pulled the gun on him, and he got scared and ran, and one of the police officers emptied a clip into him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Captain Kickass!
I love that.
And Mark.
July 18th and 19th, you'll be able to join Free Talk Live and, I don't know, a couple few dozen speakers. I don't know how many speakers they're going to have. It's going to be a bunch. For a two-day event, Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas, one event per day. You get to see some great speakers like Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergevina, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEOs Kingsley Edwards, and others. And they'll be speaking at Crypto Vegas. And then at Anarcho Vegas, you'll get Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and others. Tickets are just $20.20 apiece for each day. So it's $20.20 per day. Or you can get a VIP ticket by using code FTL. Save 10% on your VIP tickets. Go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com to get registered. And we'll see you there July 18th and 19th. Again, it's anarchovegas.com, CryptoVegasConference.com, one of the few events you can actually attend in 2020.
But pretty star-studded lineup. I mean, I think it'd be worth it just to go see And Others, but the rest of them, too.
Indeed. So,
Amanda Rockwitz is a smart cookie.
She is. We go on here. We're going to get to your phone calls, but I did want to just share a little bit from this poll that Fox News conducted. I did find the survey details. It was over 1,300 respondents to this poll. So scientific study revealing that a favorable opinion, those Americans who have a favorable opinion of people who wear face masks, all Americans, about 80% of them, say they have a favorable opinion of those folks. Democrats weigh in at 89% of Democrats saying they have a favorable opinion of people wearing face masks. Republicans, 68% of them have a favorable opinion. And of those who strongly approve of Trump, 61%. So a solid supermajority of Americans, 8 out of 10.
What would you disapprove of somebody wearing a mask?
I disapprove of the concept of a bunch of people wearing masks because I think it is inhumane. I think it is anti-humanity to have people cover up their faces.
Well, it's manufactured, first of all, because, like, it didn't happen. I mean, this didn't exist back on March 13th.
No, it didn't happen in any sort of natural occurrence, right? It happened because the government demanded that it happen, and all the corporations went along with it. And there's all this fear-mongering out there from the mainstream media.
I was going to say, the media, like, rustled up the jimmies.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
not only
like
did they fear-monger about the supposed threat from COVID-19, they also heavily propagandized in favor of the masks. And there's this mask shaming, of course,
well.
Well,
that's happening, but that's not what the question had to do with, right? So the question was, what kind of opinion do you have of somebody wearing a mask? And I would have to say my opinion is favorable. Because it's at the very least, at the very basic, if it does nothing else, it's social signaling that they care about everybody else, right? Like, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's
a mask,
ridiculous.
I don't care whether you agree with it or not. It's signaling. And what a mask does, what the claim is the experts
signal.
Out there. Hold on. The experts
it's totally
out there.
What it is.
What is it?
You're right. It's signaling.
Okay.
It's totally signaling. So, I'm a better person than you.
No.
I care more than everybody else. Here I am. Look at how
ridiculous.
Look at how important I am to help society avoid this scary, scary disease that we're all so afraid of.
You just
don't care
about anybody except yourself. You're a selfish bastard.
I've bought into all the fear. Now, look, individually, I don't care. It's your face. You can do whatever you want with it. I don't care if you put makeup on. I don't personally care for it. I don't care if you put a mask on. I don't personally care for it. I have my opinions about your hairstyle and your cologne and whatever. If you want me to have an opinion about it, I'll probably have one. But ultimately, it doesn't matter to me what you do. You can clothe yourself or not clothe yourself. I don't care if you walk around naked, and I don't care if you walk around with three masks on. It really doesn't bother me personally. But in the aggregate, it does bother me because I think that it is dehumanizing. I think from a humanity's perspective, being able to see another human being's face and being able to see the expressions that they're making while they're interacting with you or anyone else or whatever it is that they're doing is an important connection with other human beings. So these masks and the so-called social distancing is antisocial, it is anti-human, and it is anti all things that
I'm not going to argue your point as far as anti human because you get to define that how you wish.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, however, that what we've had here happen in around the globe is a step forward in freedom and privacy. Currently,
that's a real stretch.
It's not a real stretch. I cannot be like,
there's a man with a gun telling you got to wear a mask. That is not a step forward in freedom.
At this point in my life, I've been out here outside for 3 months, mm-hmm. and I haven't had one single one single gun.
You're in New Hampshire.
Fine.
Okay.
If you
they're not enforcing
ladies
it in New
and
Hampshire.
Gentlemen, if you live in a place where a man with a gun is telling you to wear a mask,
New
you
York,
should get out of it.
California. Massachusetts.
Look, I'm not even done talking. Privacy. You can have a certain level of anonymity.
You could wear a mask before.
No, you could not.
Sure you could.
No, you could not.
Absolutely.
End of story.
People just didn't do it.
People didn't do it because the social pressure was immense. And now the social pressure is different. You can choose to wear a mask or not choose to wear a mask. And I call that a victory. I don't consider it anti-human. I consider it pro-privacy and pro-freedom. Now we have more choices.
You had the choice before. You just weren't willing to do it. Not, whether you didn't want to do it or not is your choice. But you could go out and if you thought that people were going to make fun of you, then that's your problem. Get off the elementary school playground.
I'm not worried about people making fun of you. I'm worried about people telling you you cannot come in my business based on the fact that you're wearing a mask. I don't want to walk up and down the street.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's any businesses that are the other way, right?
To keep the mask people out?
Yeah, like you know, you're welcome to come into this business, of course, but if you're wearing a mask, please take it off.
Right. I know that there have been some that I've heard about, smaller mom-and-pop businesses or whatever, that have done that.
I wonder if our listeners knew any.
I saw a photograph of a sign up near a business. Presumably it was real. I don't know, though, right? Like, I haven't seen it in real life, but I have seen, you know, a couple of photos online indicating that there is that. So, you know, Asian people are not unfamiliar with wearing masks, Mark.
Nope. When I was in Hong Kong, something like maybe 10% of the population.
Yeah, it sounds about right. About 10%.
Well, and even the Asian populations in the U.S. in Seattle, for example, they have Chinatown, and it's a large Asian population, and it wasn't uncommon to see a or a couple of Asian folks walking around wearing a mask. It wasn't totally uncommon, but it was somewhat rare, and it was obviously their choice. It had nothing to do with, oh, you need to wear a mask, otherwise you hate me.
But Mark thinks those people were getting kicked out of stores, and maybe there were some stores that would do that, but there are people who could wear masks, and I suspect a lot of them didn't get kicked out of stores. Because why would you kick a customer out of a store unless they've actually caused a problem?
Hang on. I'll tell you who people who are wearing the masks don't care about. They don't give an F. That's people who are hard of hearing, people who need to read lips in order to comprehend language, people who need that extra bit. I, as a musician of 20-plus years, my hearing isn't the greatest, and it helps me to read people's lips.
Huh?
And
now, how many times have you said, huh? Does somebody
people
wear
are saying that constantly anyway right now with the mask because they just can't talk through them very
That's
well.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I know.
So it and nobody cares about those people. So
because it gets in the way of humans communicating, it gets in the way of verbal communication.
I didn't claim that your point was invalid, Ian.
That's fine.
It's you doing the opposite,
huh?
It's you doing the opposite.
What do you mean?
You're like, oh, that's dubious whether or not we have more freedom. Hey, now I can walk down the street.
You could have worn a mask before. You just believe you couldn't. You didn't try it. You have no personal experience with that.
I have personal experience of walking around when nobody was wearing masks in America, but they were doing it in Asia.
Uh-huh. So?
I'm telling you, you didn't have the social freedom to do so now.
Sure you did. You just didn't try it.
I think you did. I did.
Okay.
I
mean, well, let's hear from somebody out there who actually has worn a mask during the previous
non-COVID time. And I'd like to be very specific. It's not a medical-looking mask. Because currently I don't wear a medical-looking mask. Mm-hmm. I wear a biker mask that has a filter, a charcoal filter.
Kind of makes them look
You're
like
You're unusual,
Bane.
Though. Most people are wearing the medical
it's
style
they
face
can't
mask.
Get the good ones online. I happen to get lucky.
It's because they probably don't even know anything about the differences between them. They
do. I
they
tell
have
them
to
all
wear
about
them. 850, they don't all know you. 855-450, free like freedom. So did you wear a mask prior to COVID, and what was your experience? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Please don't call with a mask on. It really isn't good.
Yeah, hey, this is Bob. I'm calling from WFWN.
Please.
First time listener, long time caller.
Divi Project. You know what? These guys over at Divi, they've got a next-generation wallet coming, and in a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches because of their relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Daniel. He's in Grand Forks, North Dakota, listening to KNOX. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air.
So y'all have given me a lot. To a lot of ammo since I originally called in probably about 20 minutes ago. But regardless, what I originally called in for is I want to point out how skewed this poll is on pro-mask wearing versus non-mask wearing.
Okay. How because is it skewed?
As a non-mask wearer, if there's a poll about wearing masks and 1,300 whole people, so about a two-block, city-block area in my town.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers are... But as a non-mask wearer, if I see a poll about wearing masks versus not wearing masks, or I see a poll on Facebook about, or a survey on Facebook about COVID-19, I'm not even going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just ignore it completely. And
yeah.
So the non-mask wearers aren't even participating in the poll.
So you believe that if a phone survey, people are getting phone calls from pollsters, and the issue of, you know, they're told that this is a poll about mask wearing, that you believe that the non-mask wearers are more likely to hang up the phone and say, I don't want to participate, than the mask wearers are?
I don't even say a word. I just hang up.
Okay. That's an interesting
point. I agree with his perspective. I think that if you are already, if you're biased against the masks and somebody, whether it's online or over the phone, you know, is like, hey, will you take this survey about wearing masks? You're like, nope.
As far as I'm concerned, as far as this particular poll goes, I don't like the way it's asked. Because what it is it's asking, do you have a positive thought about people who wear masks? And I do have positive thoughts about people who wear masks. I'm not sure I have particularly negative thoughts about people who don't. Like, I just...
Well, I bet they do.
I don't know.
Do they ask the question of, do you think positively of wearing a mask yourself?
Ian, you're sitting in front of the poll.
I don't know. I don't have the whole poll.
No, I don't think so. I mean, the best I've seen is it's just asking about the social signaling aspect of it. And if somebody wants to signal that they're a super good person, I think they are.
Yes, sir.
I got to agree with Ian that if you aren't signaling by wearing a mask, then it is virtue signaling. That's the only thing you're doing.
I mean, you would be surprised how much of life is that.
If you were trying to help, raise money for breast cancer, you just wear like a little pink ribbon on Pink Ribbon Day or something like that, right? But wearing a mask to cover your face as a signal of that, that just doesn't seem cool.
Well, being in North Dakota, we're a fairly low-risk area.
Yep.
And I don't wear a mask to the grocery store, the gas station, I've been to the bar about 3 times in the last month. And the only time I wear a mask is on job sites that require it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And because I want to work. I want to make money. So they want me to wear a mask, and all I wear is a bandana. Tie a bandana around my face, looks like I'm about to rob a stagecoach.
And I love this, the meme out there that's like, it doesn't matter what a mask's made out of, because it's not about safety, it's about compliance. And that's the truth.
And the word
but yet you just said it's about
really
freedom.
Bugs me. The word compliance really, really bugged me, because you're doing what you're told to do because
right.
you think you're supposed to do it. And that is not for you.
Right. I'm with you, caller. The television has told you to wear the mask, and so many people just immediately obey their television. Yeah. Like, oh, television said wear a mask.
TV
wear a mask,
says so.
And they motor around.
Corporations are saying so. Governments are saying so. And their neighbors are saying so. So now there's a high social pressure to wear masks. And Mark, you're talking about how there's more freedom out there. I think that that's definitely not the case. Daniel, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Here's another poll result from the very same poll that asked people earlier. We were talking about how 80% of Americans have a favorable opinion of people who wear face masks. Quarantines and lockdowns, did they go too far? They didn't go far enough? Or were they about right? Now, obviously, there was a wide variety between the different states.
How could it be about right?
I like that they don't have the one answer of was completely unnecessary.
Here's the results. According to the survey, only 19% of Americans said they went too far. So if you go back and you look at the other results, it was 80% of Americans said they had a favorable opinion of mask wearers, so about 20% didn't. And here you've got 19% say the lockdowns and such went too far. 38%, however, said they didn't go far enough. 38% said, lock me down harder. Lock everybody else down harder.
The funny part about this is
shove a mask down my throat.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
If you wish to have more lockdown, is out there for you.
You're free to lock yourself down even further.
But that's not good enough for these people.
That's because they want to check. What does that have to do with anything? Ian, that's what this is all about.
They want that government gravy.
Shit, government cheddar, baby. Many people can't stay at home and not go to, here's the tough word, work. Because they have not saved money, they do not have a nest egg, and they weren't prepared for a disaster, and the government check is running out.
So you're saying the people who think the you believe that the 38% of Americans
some
who say that the lockdowns didn't go far enough were simply saying they wanted a more intense lockdown because they want more welfare? They already got welfare.
They don't care.
So they want the welfare extended further.
They don't care about the lockdown, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
They care about the check. If you just continue mm-hmm. sending the check, then they could self-lockdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the ceasing of the check then makes it so you have to go out and work. So okay. It's not about the lockdown,
well,
it's about the check.
I'm sure there are some welfare queens out there who are very excited about this, but I think there's also a lot of Chicken Littles who are just afraid. They're just afraid.
That may very well be
they
so.
They believe all the propaganda, they'll do everything they're told to do, and they hate it when people won't follow orders. They hate it when people won't go along and do
but those
the
people,
masks and stuff.
Logically, those people can stay at home if they wish to extend the lockdown, right?
Sure, but they believe that the lockdowns help, and they believe that it would help if everybody were locked down and not going out whatsoever.
It probably would.
Risk.
Right? Like you could, the SARS went away.
Right, then everybody starves because there's no actual economic
I understand
activity.
About the economy. Yeah. These people are obviously not economists. And,
obviously.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a radical opinion. You shouldn't be able to express an opinion about the economy unless you're an economist. Right? Like
that's
people,
ridiculous. Anyone should be able to express an opinion about anything they want.
Fine, you shouldn't be able to vote on things that have to do with the economy
there
if you're not
be
an economist.
38% responded. Saying they thought it was about right. So the lockdowns that we had, the destruction of the economy, everything that happened as a result of that, that's about right, they said. So 38% saying it's about right, 38% saying it didn't go far enough.
There, I did bring in another article that I didn't share with you guys from the Mises Institute
mm-hmm.
That talks about the two more recent and more deadly pandemics that the U.S. went through in
1969,
18 and
68.
Yeah, it talks about those. And it talks about looking at the data of the economic effect, right? Because it's real popular right now for both the news and the governments to say things like, oh, well, COVID caused this to happen and COVID caused mm-hmm. that to happen. And they always say it's because of COVID.
Right.
When no,
it
it's not.
It's the government.
It's the government's overreaction that has caused 40 million unemployed people,
mm-hmm.
you know, in 13 weeks, right? None of that occurred in the previous two pandemics. In fact, there's very slight variances in the economy for those other two pandemics that can be
right.
directly related to the previous pandemics. The bits of the economy that were sort of, you know, fluctuating at that time were a result of other things going on in the economy at that time, but none of it can be attributed factually
yeah.
to the actual pandemics that happened. And I remind you that these two pandemics were arguably, I mean, even factually more deadly than COVID was.
And, yeah, so you had people who were getting sick. You had some people who were dying. But you didn't have people walking around afraid of everyone else.
They didn't shut down restaurants and bars. They didn't shut down
right.
any other businesses. They didn't tell people they couldn't go out. They didn't lock down cities. They didn't tell people they couldn't drive. They didn't make traffic a nightmare in the other direction.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855. 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way here. Your calls and thoughts on coming up on deck. You take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.